We are coming to you this week from Phoebe Lane Park, where Supervisor Hoyt is doing a rain dance. Mr. Hoyt, can you stop for just a moment?
Yes, I can.
What's going on up there in Windham? You guys ain't getting diddly when it comes to rain.
No. Been one of the driest summers in history, and the lack of rain had us close the beach about a week ago, and this past weekend we closed the boat rentals because we can't get the boats to the open water because the level of the lake.
Really? I've never heard of it being this low. I've heard of it being quite the opposite.
The last time we had something close to this was the summer of 1983.
How old were you then? You were kind of, not a kid, but you were fairly young yet.
15, I believe, 16.
So you were a teenager.
Yeah, it's the second year that we actually had the park the second year in operation, and that year we had a drought as well.
Well, we got hammered with rain down here, and now when I dig into the ground, at least it's wet a little bit.
We've had nothing.
Ah, so now when you say you had to close the beach, what does that mean? There's no swimming at all?
That means there's no swimming in the area that we're permitted to swim in from Department of Health.
And so if I go to that lake now and I stand on the sandy beach, how far back has the water withdrawn?
The lake is probably down close to 8 feet now in elevation. The Batavia Kill is pretty much dry coming into the lake. We have to allow water to go out through the dam to keep the aquatic life alive downstream.
Mm-hmm.
So we're releasing more water than is coming at present time.
Now, on the other end of the lake where the release is, that's still fairly in good shape?
It's ankle deep, or usually it's knee deep.
Okay.
So it's enough to keep hopefully the trout alive and the aquatic life.
Does this affect anything else in town, like the wastewater treatment plant or anything that's with water?
Well, it does help us on treatment at the wastewater plant because of lack of rainfall. We've had no I&I into our system and nobody pumping their sump pumps into our system that we have to treat rainwater. So that's a good thing. But our well that we provide potable water to the public went from 20 gallons a minute down to about 6 gallons a minute. So that means we have to run our wells a little bit more to produce the water for the general public. So we got a little extra cost in electricity.
Mr. Hoyt, what is I&I?
It's when you get the groundwater gets infiltrated into your force mains and your sewer mains.
So what is it, through a leaky pipe or something like that?
Yeah, you'll have a gasket that doesn't seal quite properly, or say someone has a clean out in their front yard and they've run over it with their lawnmower, and now the cap isn't super tight, so the rainwater runs down it, or they hook their gutters into our septic system, or within their basements they have sump pumps and they're thrown out the window of their home. They tie that into our system, which we'd rather not see, because why treat rainwater, because it's clean water.
How about the other so-called reservoirs, the flood control dams, the one over on Mitchell Hollow and also Nauvoo?
Right. Mitchell Hollow, we keep a pool in that. And that one there, we don't have to have the gate up off the bottom of the pipe. So the downstream is completely dry, but the lake itself is down about 2 feet. The Nauvoo Dam, that one there is about completely dry right now from the normal pool. So it's a drastic level of water down.
Yeah, it's quite a contrast from 2011, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And even 2011, but even 2021 last year was a very wet summer, and 2020 was a wet summer as well.
Oh, that's right. I remember it seemed so far ago. Everything just never dried up last summer, ever.
There were areas of the park last year that we didn't even mow because of the ground couldn't support the tractor. And this year, there's stuff that we've mowed that we haven't mowed in a couple of years because it's been so dry, we're able to cut and to keep the brush down.
Are you going to get Gary Thorington or maybe your little granddaughter out there to help you with this rain dancing?
Well, she's actually in the room right now very patiently dancing because she wants to go for a four-wheeler ride.
Oh, yeah. You got to wait there, little one. So now you got your town board meeting coming up on Thursday night. That's why we talk with you every 2 weeks. Now, you've got the ambulance going, you've got all kinds of stuff going on. Anything important on the agenda?
Just pretty much regular business. I mean, we'll give the update on the ambulance building. It's starting to come together a little bit. Most of the subsurface concrete will be poured by the end of the week, and then they'll start putting the piping in for the floor, the radiant heat. So then it'll start coming together. There's a lot more supplies that have showed up on site, some drainage pipes, some of the building materials have showed up, so it's starting to take shape. And if you go up South Street, the contractor has done the majority of the excavation work for that drainage project from New York Rising. So we're anticipating them to do the paving the first week of September. So we're wrapping up that job as well. And if you like construction, you go a little further, there's a private contractor that has started his project by the end of the country club. And there's quite a mound of earth that they've have pushed up there, and they've started to pour the foundations on that as well. So there's a lot going on the west end of Wyndham.
Now, that project, that's been on a back burner for quite a while. What's the name of that project?
Stonewall Glen.
Stonewall Glen, right. Now, that's a bunch of condominiums, right, basically?
Yeah, townhouses, I believe, same six of one, half dozen another.
We had touched on something worth touching on again. That project was approved, went through all the hoops several years ago, and that's made you folks rethink how you're going to approve projects in the future.
Correct, and we'll address them as they come along. So it's all good. It's progress, and we want to be up to date with progress.
So what I mean is, this project was approved several years ago, and you might change some of the clauses in the law so that an approval is only good for a certain amount of years. What, a sunset clause or something?
Yeah, it'll be a sunset clause. So if it gets approved and the contractor doesn't build it within X number of years, then it has to go back in front of the planning board to go through another round of public hearings.
Sure, and you can't know that till you know it. So now you folks are looking into that.
Correct. It's never come across the town that a project has sat on the back burner as long as this one has.
Okay. Well, I have some relatives who came to the area up there, and they walked the Wyndham Path, and they went to all over the place, and they said they love Wyndham. They'd never really stayed up in this area before, but Wyndham is something special, I'll tell you that.
No, that's good news, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, and they said Carterskill Falls is a trickle, if anything.
Yeah, I had some friends that were up this weekend from Long Island. They said the same thing. It's hardly run over the falls at all.
Now, what happens here? How long will that water take to come back? I mean, one or two good rainfalls is enough, or what's the deal?
You never know. Right. The ground is very hard, so even if you get rain, it doesn't absorb down in the ground to help with the water table. Mm-hmm. You'll start seeing your springs come back once the leaves fall off the trees. That starts to bring them back to life. So it's all good.
All right.
Once you get some rain.
Well, very good, sir. And get out there with your granddaughter and before the rain comes. Maybe it'll come tonight.
All right. One other thing I'd like to touch on.
Sure.
This past week, we lost one of the founding members of the Wyndham Foundation.
Really?
Harvey Silverman, who was one of the founders of the Adaptive Sports Center. And I think we should just recognize the efforts that Harvey has done for the town of Wyndham over his many years, being a part-time, full-time resident of the community.
Yeah, you know, that Adaptive Sports thing, that's an incredible program up there.
Yeah, it's known throughout the world.
I see that whenever the Wounded Warriors come in, and it's just so efficient, and everybody is getting so much out of it. So, Mr. Silverman, hats off to you, sir, for your contribution.
So, that's that.
Okay, we appreciate your time, and get out there and show that young girl a good time.
All right.